Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So how's business? That's a normal question. Two business people get together. They say hello to each other. They shake hands. They're glad to see each other, and they go, how's business? One says to the other, you know, it's pretty good. The other, of course, says, I know what you mean because my business is great. It hasn't been this good in years. And they continue the conversation, and they talk about what are you doing to increase your business? Well, nothing really. I don't need to do anything. And the conversation goes on, and if you're listening to the conversation and you're eavesdropping, you realize that these two business people are doing quite well. They haven't done this well in years. Business is great. Profits are up. But you know what? They're living in the danger zone. And the reason they're living in the danger zone is because they're complacent. Because they're not paying attention to their business. They have their business on automatic pilot. They're doing well. So because they're doing well, they think they don't have to pay attention. They don't think they have to improve anything. And that's not really true. There are millions of businesses out there in the United States today that are doing better than they have done in years. It's really quite joyful. Because why are you in business? You're in business to make a profit. That's why you are in business. And businesses are profitable. But I expect the business to continue to do well over the next several years. But you can't get complacent. Because if you get complacent, your competition is going to take the business from you. If you get complacent, you are going to not service your customers well. You're not going to be paying attention to how your employees are reacting to a problem that may arise or how your employees are dealing with customers, how they're treating them. You're just not listening. And if you're not listening, you're on the way to disaster. So although business is good, business is great, we can't look at it that way. We have to not be paranoid, but we have to say to ourselves, what is not working in my business? If we're not paying attention to what's not working in our business, at some point, it'll grow. Problems will overwhelm the business. We won't be doing as well. We'll lose our momentum, and we can't afford to do that. So you have to pay just as close attention to your business in the good times as you do in the bad times. We want to maximize our profits. We want to keep this winning streak going as long as we possibly can. And to do that, we have to run an outstanding business. We have to let our customers know that we absolutely appreciate them. We're going to serve them well. We have to let our employees know that we do appreciate them. And if we are making a great deal of money, we want to share some of that profits with them. We want to bring them right along and make sure that we're taking care of them because right now there are more jobs out there than there are people to fill them. So one of the dangers is if we're not treating our people well, if we're not treating our coworkers well, they can go somewhere else and find a job. Jobs are available. We want to treat our vendors well because although we may have an attitude that we don't need them because business is good and we are just on top of it, and we can buy from anybody, there may come a day when we need those vendors. There may come a day when we need something from them. So you see, whatever you're doing in your business, you still need to pay attention to it. You need to treat people well. You need to treat people like they are the most important thing in your world, and they are. Because without people, there is no business. So enjoy the profits. Enjoy the success. But don't get fooled by being complacent, because if you are complacent, you can be profitable today and you can lose everything tomorrow. And we don't want that to happen. Let's keep the good times rolling. Let's keep the profits going by running a business that's outstanding and making it better every single day. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you, especially when you're doing so well.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.